The bride and groom first met in Lebanon, Ohio back in 2008.
And after talking for about a month, had a first date at the Waffle House in Lebanon, Ohio. Met for coffee. I think we end up having a pancake, too. Something.
Might.
So, first impressions, I thought he was way too preppy for me.
That was Aaron Newkirk.
Well, I liked her. I didn't realize that I was coming off as preppy. I was on my best behavior.
That was Larry Toby Tobias. In December of 2020, Toby popped the question. This, however, was not the first time Toby had proposed to Aaron.
I gave her a diamond back around 2012. And Aaron has never been married. And I've been married more than once. And that scared her. And that'd probably scare me, too.
He left out part of the story, obviously, because he's a guy, you know. But between my two parents, there have been 8 marriages. So I've had plenty of experience with marriage and divorce myself. And I've had a pretty pessimistic view of what people say versus what they do.
Back in April, Aaron was working as a nurse practitioner in Ohio. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Aaron lost her job. Her job search brought her up to Alaska and eventually to Bethel. But the distance was putting a strain on their relationship.
Once he got by himself, it all hit home. It's one thing to be, you know, stuck at home with somebody. It's one another thing to be stuck at home alone.
It was a big wake-up call for me, how much she really meant to me and how little I showed her how much she meant to me. We've had several heart-to-hearts via Zoom or Google Meet. You know, I finally asked her to marry me again. She said yes.
With Aaron in Alaska and Toby in Ohio and the pandemic causing lockdowns and travel quarantines, wedding planning took a different spin.
You know, you can't get in the courthouse. They're not doing any weddings at the courthouse. It definitely impacted his decision, but also made him a little creative.
Toby wanted to make his marriage memorable. And what is more memorable than getting married on a dog sled?
It's unique to Alaska, you know, the Iditarod and the other dog sled races. I just threw it out there to see what she'd say. And she says, yeah, well, okay.
If you think you can pull that off, go for it.
Toby reached out to KYUK news director Anna Rose MacArthur, who connected him to Kuskokwim 300 race manager Paul Basil.
He was kind of, well, I don't know whether anybody really want to do that, but I'll send your name out to a couple of people, and luckily Victoria Hardwick was one of them.
On the morning of Christmas Eve, together with 3 guests, a pastor, Victoria, and her handler, and 12 dogs, Aaron and Toby set out from Tundra Ridge. After a 10-mile run, they stopped at Dry Lake. While Victoria took her dogs for a lap around the lake, Pastor Tad Lindley performed
the
ceremony.
We're gathered here in the sight of God to join this man, Larry Tobias, and this woman, Aaron Newkirk, in holy matrimony.
Because of you, I smile, I laugh, and I dream of sharing the rest of my life with you.
I promise to make a home with you that is filled with humbleness and gentleness and kindness and patience, and I will bear with you in love forever.
With vows exchanged and dogs rearing to go, Aaron and Toby stepped back onto the sled and began their journey back into town. With the pandemic continuing to create stress and uncertainty, Aaron has this piece of advice to anyone thinking about marriage.
Since the beginning of time, you can either make it better or you can make it worse. You just have to make a choice to make every era that you live in better. So we have a chance to make our lives better and more peaceful and, you know, share a bond that is going to make this time that we're all going through a little better.
For KYUK, I'm Gabby Salgado.